When you think fashion, you think New York, Paris, Milan, and Lansing. Yeah, that's right, Lansing. There are designers right here who are revamping the fashion scene. Twins Sean and Claire Buettendorp wanted to do something big.
We decided, we wanted to do something very exciting for our birthday. We weren't big partiers. So we said, let's do something we like. Let's go see Katy Perry in concert. We're going to turn 21 once. Let's buy meet and greet tickets.
And then a spark of inspiration hit.
Since we were studying fashion design at Lansing Community College, we thought, what better time to make some great outfits for ourselves?
And then again.
Well, if we're going to meet Katy Perry, how about we make her one? How fun would that be?
Fast forward 6 months, and the twins created an outfit based on Perry's 2011 California Dreams Tour and gifted it to her as planned.
She wore it over 25 times. And then from there, you know, we got this ball rolling. We interned with the fashion designer Betsy Johnson in that summer and fall. And while we were there, we gave Katy Perry another outfit, which both ended up appearing in her movie, in Nylon Magazine. We then got a spread for ourselves in Teen Vogue Magazine, started dressing some other young musicians and celebrities. And then made it onto VH1's Twinning.
Twinning is a reality show that puts 12 pairs of identical twins through a series of physical and mental challenges for a big cash prize of $222,222.22, of which they won, by the way. The twins' gritty yet fun and bright clothing also has been worn by groups like Little Mix and Nervo. And though a story like this might seem like a rare stroke of luck for a Lansing fashion designer, John Lewis, the chairman and managing partner at the New York and Detroit-based Project I, begs to differ.
Absolutely. And the greater Michigan area. You know, I'm from Michigan and was raised here, but and even though I've been in New York all these years, I've kind of kept an eye on the Michigan fashion ecosystem, and it's really grown to a level where it can truly be part of the national narrative with New York and Los Angeles.
And that's what Project I is about, bringing to life the emerging ideas of designers on par with those from major cities.
Project I is a venture capital fund that focuses on early stage fashion apparel companies, companies that have a disruptive, you know, business model that takes advantage of a rapidly changing retail landscape.
That disruptive business model means a shift away from the age-old brick-and-mortar shop and into a digital experience. That gives the twins the option of mobility. They've shown their fashion in Michigan and New York and hope to go to Los Angeles eventually, but maybe not yet. Locally, Project I's offices are found downtown at The Runway, Lansing's fashion incubator.
It's been wonderful partnering with The Runway in the time that we've been in Michigan. Not only helping other young designers further their careers, but just working with other designers and working with the other committee members with The Runway to help build the fashion arena that Lansing can be, as well as, you know,
and Michigan
continue to further our brand, you know, in a positive way.
So we've been very fortunate that they've kind of taken us under their wing.
According to the twins, their partnership has been very beneficial. And though Sean and Claire Buettendorp's success has grown so quickly, in part because they don't often disagree, but there is a reason why their brand is called Shock and Awe. Sean favors the grit. Sean, tell me your favorite item of clothing.
Specifically, I will say a wonderful leather jacket.
And your favorite color?
Of leather jacket would be black, but in general, purple. Purple is always my favorite color.
And Claire, she loves the glamour.
Okay, Claire, same question. What's your favorite piece of clothing?
Oh, my favorite piece of clothing is probably a really big, voluminous skirt.
Claire likes to be the person who everyone sees when she walks into the room. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Okay, Claire, and your favorite color?
It's pink.
For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.